Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about Luis Campusano yesterday. Very negative episode on Josh Hader, kind of ripped into him quite a bit. But today, we're going to change it up, kind of have a more positive spin on a guy that we've been begging the Padres to let this dude come up. Austin Nola was the catcher. Last season, you don't really see Campy that much. He kind of comes in a little bit of spurts, struggles. A lot of people felt like they had just written him off, basically. And we've always liked Luis Campusano. This season he comes up, and it's not like he's been the primary catcher for a little bit, but it's not like he's had an insane amount of experience. Yeah, right now he's sitting at 174 plate appearances, so about a third of a season when it's gonna be all said and done, about a third of a full season. Which, if you look at it from a catcher's perspective, and you take into account that he got hurt, that's a pretty solid year. That's a pretty good year for him to come out. Next year, I think we're all expecting him to be the primary catcher. If he's not, I'm going to have some serious questions. Now, Gary Sanchez was great. You can definitely bring him back as well, and you have that combo, because when the Padres catcher combo was Sanchez and Campy, it was fantastic. But we want to get into Campy and kind of give him some praise, because it took forever for them to bring him up. He's been in the farm system for quite some time, age 24 now, and he's finally playing really well. Current slash line, he's hitting .319. He has a .356 on base percentage and just under a .500 slugging with a .491 slugging. Rounds out at just under an .850 OPS. That's amazing for a catcher. So, ton of praise to Campy. We'll kind of dive into his numbers a little bit more here. But Isaac, Chase, what are you guys' thoughts on Luis Campusano's season?
I mean, amazing season at the plate. I understand he's a below average catcher defensively, but I think he makes up for that at the plate. You know, with over, it's like an .834 OPS, a .134 OPS plus. On-base percentage is solid for a catcher. Slugging percentage is up there. Like, this is a guy that you definitely want at the plate, whether it be as a catcher or as a DH. Ideally, on his off days from being behind the plate, you'd have him in the lineup anyway as a DH. But overall, we've seen nothing but good things from Campusano. And even when he was struggling last year, and in 2021, I believe it was, I never felt like Campusano was a bad ball player. I never felt like he was bad at the plate. Sure, the numbers might show, hey, he wasn't the best. But I always felt like, dude, this guy's hitting the ball hard. It's just going right at people. Like, he's getting really unlucky. And right now, his expected batting average is over .300. He's definitely our best hitting catcher. Gary Sanchez had himself a good season. He had a bunch of home runs. But if we're looking at an ideal catcher's duo, and you bring back Sanchez and you have Campusano and Sanchez alternating or whatever it is, and they put up these type of numbers again, not that I fully expect them to do it, but you have a significant upgrade from the years before where you were trotting out Austin Nola and Victor Caratini. Austin Nola and shit, I don't even remember who the other catcher was from last year, to be honest. I just remember throughout the playoff, Jorge Alfaro. Super clutch. That dude was cool. But even then, he had a huge fall off the second half of the season. He was pretty horrendous at the plate. So just upgrading from Austin Nola is a big stepping stone. That's like, holy crap, we got rid of one of the worst catchers in all of baseball. A guy that is bad. I mean, he was horrible. He's probably one of the main reasons we lost quite a bit of games this year, because he would come up, bases loaded, ground out into a double play or strike out, and it'd be over. And you didn't even get anything from him behind the plate either, because his arm was so weak that he couldn't throw guys out. Basically, all he was doing, all people praised him for, was his game calling. He didn't have to call any games. There's pitch calm now. It's not even in his control anymore. So going from those guys to Luis Campusano and Gary Sanchez, I understand, yeah, you might. I wouldn't say you're really downgrading defensively, because – at least these guys, they can throw guys out. Austin Nola couldn't do that. So however you see it, it's an upgrade in my opinion. And Campusano should be the primary catcher, because he's going to be cheap. B, you need to try getting him a lot of at-bats, because clearly he's proven valuable at the plate. And C, you need to get him, you know, you need to have him develop a rapport with the pitchers. The pitchers, the whole thing with Campusano is that the pitchers don't like throwing him. The pitchers don't like him behind the plate. He's not the best at framing, blah, 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 blah. He's improved his framing, I believe. He has improved in terms of framing. But if you get him to develop a relationship with some of these pitchers, you could definitely see, you know, hey, Luis Campusano is one of the best catchers, a top 10, top 15 catcher in baseball. We don't have to pay him a lot. And if you aren't paying a guy that plays arguably the most important position on the field, that much. I mean, that's an invaluable piece. He's incredibly valuable behind the plate if that's the case. So based off numbers alone this year, you know, like I said, 834 OPS, 134 OPS plus, he's an above average, if not good hitter. He's not an average hitter the way people thought he would be. He's a good hitter. And that's someone that we could definitely use at the plate. So get him as many at-bats as you can to finish out the season. And get him ready for next year because he should be the primary catcher next year.
And even if he isn't the primary next year, which he should be, and if you bring back Sanchez and you basically have him like, okay, these guys like throwing to Campy, these guys like throwing to Sanchez, it just means you have a cheap DH next year. Like, you can just flip-flop both of them. If one of them's not catching, one of them should be a DH. And if the other one is catching, the other one is DH. You just have both bats in your lineup. When the Padres were doing really, really well, they had both bats in their lineup. They had both Campy and Sanchez. Just one was catching, one each. Because realistically, they both provided power. They were both bringing in runs. And they were way better than the other two options that we had in Carpenter and Cruz. Like, they were light years better. And just getting Campy those consistent at bats, we can only see his growth be just continue to grow. His growth will be linear. Like, it is a necessity to see what he can do throughout an entire year. And sure, you know, you don't want him catching every day. You know, the wear and tear of catching is a lot on the body. And that's why if you have both of them, you know, you can do like a three split. Campy gets 3 days, Sanchez gets two. The other 2 days, Campy's DHing. The other 3 days that Sanchez is not catching, he's DHing. And you just always are giving them days off of catching, but their bat is still in the lineup. I just mean it provides you a lot of flexibility. And then guess what? All you need to do is go and sign a decent lefty DH, not some guy that's 36 years old and had a really good 100 plate run with the Yankees. So, but yeah, Campy's defense has looked a little bit better. I know he kind of botched a couple plays the other night that ended us or cost us the game. And then he had this whole little, he thought he hit the home run. The guy got really lucky where it bounced off his glove back into play. I mean, it's unlucky, but it's only going to get better.
And that's the thing. And you start diving into the stats a little bit more, and I'm gonna pull up his Baseball Savant page right here. But you guys talk about like, yeah, he's, you know, the offense is there. The offense has kind of always been the consistent part. Defensively, that's where the question marks have been. And I'm not gonna say that he's been good defensively. I he definitely hasn't, but he hasn't been atrocious. He's been a below average defender. And I'm pulling up Savant right here. I think you guys can see it. So a lot of these, I mean, he doesn't have enough plate appearances for this, but you look at his catching and it's 44 percentile pop time, 39 percentile framing, 34 percentile blocks above average, caught stealing above average, 24 percentile. So like he's consistently below average, but that should improve. He has improved. And I think one guy, and I don't have his Baseball Savant up right now, but I think one guy that we are really impressed with defensively this year was Gary Sanchez. Because for Gary Sanchez, his whole career was this guy's awful behind the plate. And his blocking was very suspect at times, even in San Diego. But he had a cannon of an arm. And honestly, I felt like he was definitely an upgrade over Austin Nola behind the dish. So it takes time defensively. And I think Gary Sanchez is a good example of that just because we've seen him improve so much throughout his career defensively that you just need to keep getting Campy reps. Then you look at the offensive numbers, and there are some question marks here, right? And the big thing is when people talk about Campy, like in a negative aspect, is the play discipline and the chase percentage. Just the play discipline, not walking, that kind of aspect. He does not strike out a lot. I mean, look at that. That's incredibly impressive. But the chase percentage, the walks, they're not there. It's because of the play discipline. That's another thing. It takes time. You look at young players and it takes quite a bit of time. So I think this has been such an encouraging year from Luis Campusano because the parts of his game that aren't refined are the parts that take a while to get going. And there is an adjustment period in the MLB at that level. So I'm pumped that he's been good. I mean, I'm really happy just because we felt that he was going to get traded, but it was only because like he never got opportunities. And we were like, okay, they obviously are trying to trade him. A couple years ago, if you remember, like people were talking about him as like, or maybe it was even last year, people were talking about him at the deadline as potentially being moved. And they're like, yeah, but he has no value anymore. And now you fast forward to the end of this year and it's like, dude, this guy is going to come in next year as your starting catcher. He's young. He's cheap. He's a guy that you not necessarily build around, but he's a component of a team that's going to be cheap and he's going to be a good asset for years to come. I mean, the hitting tool is there. Like he is a fantastic hitter. I wish that he would have DH'd a little bit more this season, but overall, I mean, this has been basically as encouraging as it could get without him just like coming in and, you know, putting up some like crazy rookie of the year type season. But I think like outside of that, like you see his tools, you see him hitting really well. And then you see a couple aspects of his game, like defensively, where he has improved and he should continue to improve. And then you see it's like, yeah, the other problem is play discipline. That's a lot of young players' issues. Like that's a lot of guys that are young's issues. So I'm excited for the future of him. And I think that we should slate him in as the starting catcher next year. Yes, Isaac, you brought up like Alfaro, Caratini, paired with Nola has not really been exactly spectacular in the past couple years. I hope that they bring back Gary Sanchez as well. I know we're not really talking about him today, but if you can bring him back pretty cheap, and I think it would depend on the number, maybe don't go after him, but I think next year you have Campy as your primary catcher and hopefully he can DH on some off days as well. But if he's healthy, there's no reason to believe that he shouldn't get 500 plate appearances next year. So that's my overall thoughts on it. Isaac Chase, anything else you want to add on this one?
Nothing much, man. I feel like if Camposano does pan out, people will try giving AJ Preller credit for keeping him. Keep in mind, he didn't want to keep him. He wanted to trade him, for sure. Like, all the signs points that AJ Preller wanted to trade Camposano. He just couldn't find a team. But, man, Camposano looks fantastic. Great at the plate. I understand, you know, defense isn't that great, but will improve. I think overall it's just going to be an improvement from Camposano. Maybe he's not going to post the same type of offensive numbers that he did this year, but if he improves defensively and has a small decline offensively, I'll take it. Preferably, I'd rather keep this offensive production and keep the defensive production the same. I'd much rather have a good hitting catcher considering the rest of the holes in the lineup. But overall, I mean, I'm very impressed with what Camposano's done. And I hope, you know, he gets better next year too, because even though he's already good now, I still see some room for improvement.
Exclude what Isaac said. I don't know what's going to happen next year, whether or not this offseason we see Nola leave or what happens with management. But one thing is for sure, Campy definitely should be the top catcher. Just let him continue to get his reps and things will only be up from there.
Yeah, and I'm fully there with you guys. So I think that's probably going to do it for this one, but let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you think about the catcher position. One of the few bright spots of this season. So if you like Campy coming, I mean, obviously I feel like he's kind of slated as the starter, but do you like the idea of bringing Gary Sanchez back with him? Do you think that, you know, he should get 60, like 2/3 to like 3/4 of the work at the starting catcher spot? What do you think about him DH in a little bit? Just kind of what are your overall thoughts on how this catcher position should play out next year? Because I think it's a lot, like way more encouraging right now than it was in April and May when it was Austin Nola and then Campy went down with an injury. I think it's one of the few like, oh, this has improved this season. Probably like the only spot of this team where you're like, yeah, it's got a lot better here. But I don't know, let us know your thoughts on that spot. But I think that's going to do it. So thank you all for listening and have a great rest of your day.